Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim Perek Samech Aleph. What is the story behind these more Samech Aleph? What is the message that David HaMelech is trying to convey to us? To start our discussion, let us recall that these are still Mizmorei David, and that will continue up to and including Mizmor Ayin Bet, which concludes with the words, Kalut Filot David Ben Yishai, here end the prayers of David, the son of Yishai. If we look at Sefer Tehillim as a continuum, following the style of Rabbi Benny Gesundheit, we may posit that in Mizmor Samech, David got peace for the land of Israel by fighting in hard and arduous battles. The peace achieved by those battles literally built the foundation for the Beit HaMikdash, since the money David amassed from the battles was used to purchase the materials, or so he wanted to leave them for his son Shlomo. It also figuratively built the foundation for the Beit HaMikdash, since the peace that David established provided his son Shlomo with the stability to build the Beit HaMikdash, a place for people to gather in peace, in shalom, and not in battle, milchama. This parak of Tehillim is not labeled a mizmor, though the next four prakim are. This parak even concludes with the phrase, Ken azamra shimcha la'ad, I will sing praises to your name, and we clearly hear the shorish zemer mizmor. Are there terms that may help us understand what is going on? We see the concept of sound, yes, I know it sounds like an oxymoron, in verbs which connote speech. Shim'ak Elokim, hear my plea, God. Hakshiva, listen. Ekra, I will call out. We see nouns that connote words that have been said. Rina, song, tefillah, a prayer. And the suggestion of what may be heard, promises made and calling out to Hashem. We see the concept of protection, ba'atof libi, when my heart is faint. Bitzur yarumi meni tancheni, lead me to a rock far above me. Machseli, create a shelter for me. Migdal oz, a tower of strength, mipnei oyev, against the enemy. We see elements of time, not the here today and gone tomorrow sense of time, but the continuity sense of time. Agura beho alecha olamim, let me dwell in your tent forever. Yamim al yamei melech tosif, add days to the days of the king. Shnotav kimodor vador, may he live on for many generations. Yeshev olam lifnei Elokim, may he forever be seated in God's presence. Ken azamra shimcha la'ad, so that I will sing your praises forever to your name. Lishalmi nidara yom v'yom, fulfilling my vows day after day. So how do those terms help us understand the meaning of this perek? Rav Hirsch says that after the military prowess that David secured on behalf of his people, David speaks of the impacts of his musical gifts that will exceed even his military conquests. And indeed, that is so. Point in fact, what we are studying together today. The land that David secured through his battles has long been in the hands of others. People have scattered from their homelands. But the power of these words, these melodies, lasts across time and continue to inspire the minds and hearts of people. If this mizmor is not technically a mizmor, what is it? A negina, or something with stringed music. Let's look at the mizmor pasuk by pasuk to see what more we could understand. Lamnatseach al neginat leDavid, for the lead player on stringed instruments for David. Pasuk bet shim alokim rinati, hear God my song. Hakshiva tfilati, listen close to my prayer. What's the difference between rina v'tfila? It can be two words for the same idea, which is what Radak Rav David Kimchi tells us, or it can be the difference between a prayer said out loud versus one that is said in your heart, the words of Ibn Ezra. It can even be the difference between what is said in a time of sorrow versus what is said when one is saved, the opinion of the Malbim. If we divide the mizmor into two sections, the first part begins with Shim'a in this pasuk, and then with Shamata in pasuk Vav. The first part deals with a personal need for refuge. Pasuk Gimel, Mikzeh ha'aretz elecha ekra, from the end of the earth I will call you, ba'atof libi, when my heart faints. Bitzur yarum mimeni tancheni, you lead me to a rock high above me. What is the end of the earth from where David is calling Hashem? We can feel very far away for a variety of reasons and feel like we are at the end of the earth. Is he far from the men from whom he is sending out into battle, Rashi? Is he in Eretz Plishtim, running from Shaul, the Rashbam? Is he far from Yerushalayim, Ibn Ezra and the Midrash Tehillim? Or is he far from Israel, Radak and Sforno? All of these can be true. Why is his heart fainting? The general answer given is that it is fainting from the troubles that are facing David. Either the fear from Shaul, Malbim, the fear from war against other nations, Sforno. And Atifa is a term given to one who davens a lot in the time of trouble. Pasuk Dalet. Ki hayita machseli migdal oz mipnei oyev, for you have been a shelter to me, a tower of strength in the face of the foe. Hey, agura ve'alecha olamim, echase v'seter knafecha sela. Let me dwell in your tent for all time. Let me shelter in your wings, hiding place, sela. Can a man live in two worlds? Why the plural for olamim? Yes, if we interpret olam to mean a long time, radak, or meaning olam hazeh and olam haba, Rashi. What does it mean, however, to live in the tent of God, to have such faith in God? Can we do that today when we no longer have a Mishkan or Beit HaMikdash? Maybe. Perhaps the story from Rabbi Beni Lau will show us how we can. Rav Beni Lau relates that he was once in the middle of a sandstorm during his service when other soldiers were busy tying down the tents to try and make sure that they weren't going to be blown away in the tremendous storm. It was Shavuot, and he didn't want to do anything on Yom Tov. He didn't want to build because it was not clear in his mind that this was a direct need of Pikuach Nefesh to save people's lives. But by the same token, if his fellow soldiers were busy, he didn't want to be seen doing nothing. The Mefaked looked at him and sent him right away, figuring out what was going on, sent him to listen to the communication, and thereby he would be of service to everybody. So Rav Lau relates that he was sitting and listening, and as he was doing that, he began to sing to himself. It was, after all, Tikkun Leil Shavuot. And the song that he sang, Ana Avda Dekut Shabrichu, I am the servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more he sang, the more he felt himself to be in an ohel, in a Beit Midrash. We don't always need a physical place to be able to say we're in God's tent. The ohel can be in our hearts and in our mind as we seek something to hold on to in the craziness of this world. And if we seek Hashem, we can often find him. The second part of the Mizmor would begin with the next Pasuk, Pasuk Vav. And if the beginning was a personal need for refuge, the second part introduces a long-range hope. Listen for the verb shama in this pasuk. Ki ata Elokim shamata lindarai, for you, God, have heard my vows. Natata Yerushat Yirei Shemecha, you have granted the plea of those who fear your name. And again, the shama introduced the first half of the mizmor and is now introducing the second half. Pasuk Zayin, Yamim al Yemei Melech Tosif Shnotav Chamodor Vador. Days may you add to the days of the king. His years be like those of generations untold. Pasuk Chet, Yeshev Olam Livnei Elokim Chesed Ve'emet Manin Suruhu. May he ever abide in the presence of God's steadfast kindness ordained to preserve him. Pasuk Tet, Kena Zamra Shimcha La'ad L'shalmi Nedarai Yom Yom. So let me hymn your name forever, as I pay my vows day after day. The Yalkut Shimoni's introduction to this mizmor connects it to the many times that Hashem has listened and responded to the tefillot, to the various times Bnei Israel have called out. We called out to Hashem in Egypt in Mitzrayim, and he listened, as it says, Vaishma Elokim et Nakatam, God heard their cries of anguish. We called it to Hashem on the banks of the Yamsuf, implied by the response of Hashem to Moshe, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Matitzak Eli, why are you calling out to me? Which was actually almost a push to Moshe, new cry out on behalf of your people. We called out to Hashem in the Midbar, again implied by the Pasuk, Vaishma Hashem kol divrechem, and Hashem heard the call of your words. When in Israel, we called out to Hashem, as it says, Vayizak Shmuel el Hashem, this is in Shmuel Aleph, when he is praying on behalf of Bnei Israel. In the times of Shlomo, we knew we could cry out as he was dedicating the Beit HaMikdash, Vayhi kechalot Shlomo lehitpalel, when he was done praying and he was done establishing the Beit HaMikdash as a place we could go to reach out to Hashem, to connect to Hashem in the times of needs. And now the suggestion is, even when we are in exile, we can call out to you and you will answer us. The Mizmor of Lament begins with a complaint, and moves on to a request and concludes with an expression of trust. When we call out to Hashem, He is there for us. And sometimes when we search hard enough, we find that He was within us all the time. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bat Chaim Leib.